The coronavirus has claimed more than 800,000 lives around the world, but that's only part of the toll. The pandemic has also added gasoline to the global hunger crisis. The Census Bureau reported in late July that 29 million American households sometimes or often didn't have enough to eat in the previous 7 days. And a new report from the humanitarian group CARE says that at the beginning of 2020, 690 million people around the world were undernourished or chronically hungry, but that number could increase by 130 million because of the pandemic. And according to the report, the burden falls disproportionately on women. Tanya Raw is CARE's Director of Global Food and Nutrition Security Advocacy, and she joins us now by Skype. Tanya, welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Good to have you. And why has this pandemic had such a profound effect on food security?
There are a number of reasons, Peter. When we look at how governments and other actors are really trying to stop the spread of the pandemic, that has meant, as many of us have experienced personally, that we're facing lockdowns, we're facing limits on our mobility. And in some places, that also then means that markets are closed. People have lost their jobs, so they've lost their livelihoods. And so it's become both a result of losing income and not being able to afford food, but also not being able to access food, as people have not been able to get out to markets on a regular basis to purchase the food that they need.
And your report says that in West and Central Africa, the number of people facing starvation has doubled. In South Africa, food shortages have gone up by 90%. What part of the world are you most concerned about?
It's a challenge around the world. Whether we look here in the United States and we see the growth in the number of people who are relying on food assistance here in the U.S., or as you said, we look at the growing numbers in every region around the world. It's a challenge everywhere, and it's a challenge for all of us to grapple with.
You point out that 6 million Americans have requested food stamps since the early months of the pandemic. Are the safety nets in this country enough?
I think we're seeing safety nets everywhere stretched. It's a challenge when those numbers are going up as quickly as they're going up for anyone to be responding adequately. And we see that particularly for women as they're looking at the additional challenges that their families are facing, whether because they've lost their incomes, whether because their husbands have lost their incomes, or their children are no longer able to rely on school feeding programs. Suddenly, more people are at home. The caregiving burden has gone up. They have restrictions on getting to the market. They have less income to access the food that they need. And so that's increasing pressures on families and particularly on women.
And tell me what that means for their lives.
That means their lives are harder in the most basic sense. Even before the COVID pandemic, women faced a lot of inequality in food systems. They're major players when it comes to working on farms. They're almost half of the agriculture labor force in developing countries. They also are often the primary providers of food within their families. It's often women who do the grocery shopping. Women are also responsible for as much as 90% of food preparation in the household. But we also see that women often eat last and they eat least when there's a crisis. And now that we're looking at the COVID pandemic, that pre-existing inequality is just being exacerbated. We see different policies being put in place, which are well-intentioned to stop the spread of the COVID-19 virus, but they might be impacting women more than men. In a country like Mali, for instance, there's a curfew that's in place, but that curfew applies to the hours that women are usually working in their fields, but not the hours that men are working in their fields.
And all of this predates, to some extent, the virus. The number of people who are severely food insecure around the world has risen nearly 70% in the last 4 years. Again, before the pandemic, what's going on more broadly around the globe?
There's been a growing recognition that our food systems are broken. We are seeing pressures from conflict and the ability of people to access enough nutritious food. We're seeing pressures from climate change. We are also seeing pressures from inequality. And as income inequality grows, that also has an impact on the ability of people to access enough nutritious food. And so those numbers are going up before the pandemic. We see that impacting, again, women more than men before the pandemic. And COVID-19 has simply amplified that.
What are the long-term effects if this doesn't get better?
The long-term effects, sadly, are that we are facing an even longer hunger crisis. In addition to the COVID pandemic, in addition to the economic crisis, we see families that are going to be facing hunger for an even longer amount of time. Some families are having to resort to eating the seeds that they had been holding on to plant for the next season. If you eat those seeds, you obviously can't plant them, which means you don't have a harvest at the end of the growing season. And that simply prolongs that pain. And this really is where we can begin to look at what isn't working in food systems and begin to fix it now. As we're beginning to think about a recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic, making sure that as we're responding, gender is a key part of that response. But as we're also designing a recovery, making sure that gender is also a key part of that recovery.
Tanya Raw, Director of Global Food and Nutrition Security Advocacy for the humanitarian group CARE. We're going to link you up with their study at hereandnow.org. Tanya, thanks very much.
Thank you so much.